more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. For more than 30 years, the weekly newspaper, the Business Journal of Milwaukee, has specialized in business and economic news around southeastern Wisconsin. But over those three decades, the reality of reporting that news has changed. Now a newspaper that waits a week to break stories is scooped by any number of other outlets in print, on the air, online. The Business Journal has had a web presence for a long time, but a redesign that launched with the current week's newspaper is aimed at furthering the newspaper's ability to cover breaking news while still publishing a relevant print edition every week. The paper's name has changed subtly as well. More on that in a few minutes. But first, we're joined by editor Mark Cass and Stacey Vogel Davis, recently named associate editor of the Business Journal. Welcome to you both.
Always good to be here, Mitch.
Thanks.
What do you see as the most significant aspect to the changes that you're launching today?
I think probably the most significant are really how we operate. And that's, we are now a 24/7 news operation. As everyone knows, kind of things happen now, happen quickly, and it gets out there. You know, we really have switched over the past year to become that. We are a web-first operation. Web meaning on the, you know, all news that happens ends up on our website first. But it's also, I think, a matter of how people consume news. Right now, it happens so fast. You're on your phone. You see it. You have to react to it. So I mean, a lot of things that are being launched are really aimed at getting news out a lot quicker.
You're now a 24/7 news operation. But as you say, this has been going on for some time. Was there something about the format of the print and the online and mobile editions of the Business Journal as they existed that just wasn't making it easy to be a 24/7 news operation that necessitated a revamp, if you will?
Yeah, really it did. Because if you think back 3, 4, 5 years ago, I mean, our paper goes to press on Wednesday night. Fortunately, over the years, we've had a lot of great stories, and we've had a hope from that time that it was in our paper on Wednesday to the time it hit the streets, it would hold. And often it did, but there were other times it didn't. So really, I think the thinking is, and this is happening at all of our papers throughout the country, is we need to react for now and for 5 years from now. And if you think about how people consume news, it's quick. It happens now. I want to know now. But then I also want to know some more later. So really our print edition has become why. Kind of tell me why. Tell me how it impacts me. Tell me how I can use this also.
Well, and so paint a picture of how is the print edition looking different now than it had in the past? Are you just not reporting any breaking news in the print edition now?
Well, I would say it's rare that'll be there, but there'll still be new things in there all the time. But I think what we're doing in the Friday print edition is a lot more explanatory journalism. Huge story. I mean, I'll use an example. Actually, a few weeks ago, we had Herb Kohl announce he was looking for investors to add on the team. We actually had that story first on our site. We were on it all week. But then on Friday, we did a deep look into that issue. Who are the people who could end up buying the team? Why is he doing it? How long has he owned it? How is it going to impact the community? How is it going to impact our new search or our new effort for an arena? So really telling people how and it really impacts them.
Stacey Vogel Davis, as someone who has been in the breaking news part of this business for a while now, does that mean when you go out into the field to report a story, you're thinking of it in two different ways? What's the immediate online version going to be, and what's the story I can write that will hold until Friday?
Exactly. I mean, you put the most important information, the breaking news, you want to get that online right away. But you're also, yes, thinking of, you know, how can I expand this and provide additional information for, you know, the Friday print users? And you know, what kind of in-depth look can we take? You know, I reported a story this week about the Mayfair collection, you know, possibly including a Whole Foods and some other elements. We put the information right up on the website. And then in Friday's paper, it's, you know, more of a Q&A with the developer, why it has happened this way, why it's happening faster than they expected. And it really should give some additional insight to our readers.
As a reporter for a physical paper that only comes out once a week, were you holding your breath about, you know, the scoop that I have, is somebody else going to get it before it makes it into press?
Yeah, there were plenty of times where, you know, we'd go to print on Wednesday night and then I would spend all day Thursday checking all the local websites to make sure it wasn't there with my fingers crossed. And, you know, there were a couple of times where some of it did break before the print edition came out, and then we had to decide, you know, what do we put up now? What do we hold on to? And, you know, now those decisions really aren't as complicated. You know, you put the breaking news up right away as it happens.
Well, so then has this necessitated a redesign of the website and the other online editions of the Business Journal?
Our website will obviously have a new look to it in terms of our color and our branding. But even now, I mean, in terms of the scrolling through our breaking news emails that go out, our emails in terms of the morning and afternoon, which have all the headlines. I mean, I think anybody who's out there today really needs information quickly. So I mean, they want it and they want the headline and they want the opportunity to actually look at it and say, okay, do I need this? And if I do, I can actually look at the headline. If I don't, I can just move on. So really, our effort now is really to just say, here's the headlines, here's the news. You need it quickly.
Well, so let's talk about the financial model, because you know, obviously daily newspapers have seen their print circulation and ad revenues decline over the last decade. If I'm not mistaken, circulation has not been a real issue for you.
It hasn't. It's been steady. I would say that, you know, over the past, you know, I think it's 9 out of the past 10 years we've actually had growth in our circulation. So I don't, you know, for us, this is not a matter of, oh my God, the sky is falling. It's okay, here's what's happening in the industry. Here's how our paper and our papers throughout the country can really grow and still be a valuable information for our readers.
Are business publication readers more apt to pay for content than the population at large?
I think so. I think they are, because it helps their business. I mean, if you want to grow your business, if you want to be successful, you have to have information. I think I've seen our readership, as I said, we've not lost anything in terms of our print paper. We've seen our numbers on the web grow like crazy. We also have areas on our web that are blocked that are just for our subscribers, and we have not had any pushback on that at all. Unlike other papers.
Well, and let me ask that. You know, mm-hmm. I know in the past there has been this divide between there's been free content
right.
available on the Business Journal website, but a great deal of material available only to subscribers. As you shift the focus of the website to more breaking news, does the paywall dynamic shift as well?
No, it really doesn't. It'll still be there. It'll still be for our readers, because we still value our subscribers. And really, really – I mean, it's interesting. A lot of our readers of our print edition aren't on the website. Some of them on our website aren't print. So really, we're trying to kind of cross them both. But we're going to still be very – hold on to our subscribers very closely and allow them a lot more access on our website.
Stacey Vogel-Davis, is there a such thing as a deadline anymore?
You know, that's funny, because I'll get calls, you know, from public relations specialists or, you know, people for companies, and they want to know, you know, when's your deadline? And my deadline is now. You know, it's as soon as you can get me the information. So in that – respect, yeah. I mean, we're constantly putting things up on the web, and a lot of times what we're doing is, you know, we write what the information that we have, you know, that we've sourced and that we can confirm, we'll put it up right away, even if, you know, there's somebody we haven't heard from yet. And then as we're hearing from people throughout the day and getting more angles and more information, we'll put up updates. And that way, you know, we're as updated as possible and the reader knows the latest information.
Can you share some more of the nuts and bolts of the redesign? What else is different about the weekly paper?
Be happy to. We actually have added a number of features. I think a couple of them that are really interesting is one is our back page. So right near the back will be something called the last call. And it actually will include Stacey's Table Talk column, which has been very, very popular with our readers. But also we'll add in some other things in terms of – we'll look at area restaurants in terms of the best place for a business lunch, let's say, or the best place for a breakfast, or the best place to hold a meeting. Also, you know, we may look at some other things that people – do have to work, their favorite wines or beer, trying to lighten it up a bit. Because what we found over the years is that people want to know about things that happen in the business world, but they also want to find out about things that happen after hours. Our executive profile, which has been in our paper for actually over a year now, is very popular because of that. It has information on the last book they read, their favorite authors, their favorite things to do. So I think that's been real popular. We're also adding an item called The Pitch, in which we'll do a profile of a local startup in the area as to how they're doing, some of the things they're finding. Again, just really trying to provide additional areas of coverage. We've overhauled our editorial page. We've added some more after-hours opportunities, really just adding some new things to the paper. While at the same time, I think the one thing we've added over the past year is our reporter pages. Each of our reporters has a page or more in our paper every week that's all about things happening on each of their beats. And, you know, maybe that's something more that Stacey could talk about.
Well, and let me piggyback onto that, because one of the things that I know each of the reporters does is, you know, there's – you have kind of a running blog going. Is that sort of style now? I mean, are you at the point where your online style is really informing the style of the print publication?
Well, yeah, that was part of the redesign, was really getting all of our different products to flow naturally and all be part of the same, you know, brand, which is the Business Journal. So, you know, when you read our blogs and you read the web stories and you read, you know, the reporter pages in the print edition, you're as informed as you could possibly be. Or you can pick and choose, you know, what types of things. If you just want the headlines, that's, you know, what you get. And that's one of the things about the reporter pages that is interesting that people have told me, is that, you know, if they, we have more than 20 web stories on our site every day. You know, you're not going to read all of them cover to cover. So when you get the reporter page, you see what the most important stories in an industry that you're interested in were for that week. And you get a little bit of extra perspective that you might not have gotten online. So it's really putting everything that happened during the week into context.
It's kind of like a weekly best of.
Right, right. And I was going to add, I think one of the neatest things that's now in the paper every week is that we'll take the most important issue of the week according to us. And you know, kind of, and we'll do a really an in-depth kind of look at that, its impact on the city, who the players are. We'll, you know, we'll have art with it. We'll have graphs, charts. It's called our Enterprise Story of the Week, and really take a look at how it impacts our community. And I think that'll be very, very important.
I feel bad that I've saved this question for last, but I don't know that we're necessarily burying the lead here. The actual name of the newspaper has changed.
It has. It's now the Milwaukee Business Journal. We've kind of been known by that anyways, but I think what we're doing here is it's more kind of an idea of here's what our paper is in the community. We're in Milwaukee, and I think it's just a great way to show people who we are. We've also kind of really tried to make it flow through all of our products that way, and really with a nice look, I encourage everyone to look at.
So a subtle change from Business Journal of Milwaukee to Milwaukee Business Journal.
It's small but important.
Well, Mark Cass, Stacey Vogel-Davis, thank you so much. Best of luck with the redesign.
Always good to be here, Mitch. Thank you.
Mark Cass is editor, and Stacey Vogel-Davis, associate editor at the Milwaukee Business Journal, which underwent a redesign with its current issue. The paper's name has also subtly shifted from the Business Journal of Milwaukee to the Milwaukee Business Journal. One last break, and then writer Catherine Gilbert Murdoch returns to the fictional Wisconsin town she created for a new novel. We'll hear more when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.